Let me welcome you on behalf of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and apologize for breaking into your luncheon conversations, and I hope that we will make it sufficiently interesting that in the end you don't mind. The Academy, as most of you probably know, is an honorary society founded in 1780 that conducts policy research over a very wide range of topics from its headquarters in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And the CEO of the Academy, Leslie Berlewitz, is here, and let me acknowledge her presence and thank her for making all this possible. Let me thank also Paul Karoff for having done all the work. Let me thank Congressman Bart Gordon, the chairman of the House Committee on Science and Technology, and Dick Oberman, the staff director of the Subcommittee on Space and Aeronautics, for arranging for us this room and allowing this meeting to proceed. And finally, let me also thank the Carnegie Corporation of New York, whose representative Pat Nicholas is here, for having supported the project that we're going to talk about. I am a faculty member at the University of Maryland. My name is John Steinbruner. I am co-chair of the Committee on International Security Studies of the American Academy that conducted the project that produced a series of monographs that we want to talk about today. The simple purpose of the meeting is to try to induce, and of the monographs, informative public discussion of the underlying issues of space policy. We've recognized at the outset that this is, in some sense, an unusual area of interest. It's an area where human aspirations collide with physical reality in complicated ways, occasionally to very broad public attention, but in fact, most people most of the time don't pay a lot of attention to what's going on. And we want to induce them to think about it in somewhat greater detail. As all of us know, and some of us can actually remember, space activity began in the context of a global confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union, in the midst of which we thought that massive war was possible at any moment. Since that time, there's been a gradual expansion of purpose. Fundamental science, human exploration for its own sake, Earth observation, and commercial utilization have all grown in the course of the several decades. a decade ago at this time, there was widespread expectation that the commercial interests would come to dominate, that the massive dynamics of financial markets would begin to pour into space and take over the venue for their own purposes. Since that time, we've become more circumspect about the degree of commercial interest and the behavior of financial markets. And we now recognize that there is indefinitely an intersecting, completing, very complicated interaction of interests involving in space. And our purpose here is to promote a broad discussion of those interests and a better balancing than currently prevails.